And sometimes for a choir, what happens is you have someone who steps up and does a solo. Do you do that as well, or is it really very important to keep it? I think Schola Cantorum was 12 people when I saw you perform. Is there a role for someone to step out and be forward, or is it all about the mixing of the voices?
Yeah, that's a good question. So with any ensemble music, but I think specifically for choral music, there are sort of two very divergent way of thinking. There are a vast amount of choral music that really requires absolute uniformity, where every single singer, every single voice part are composed the way so that they are moving in the same rhythm, they are singing the same text at the exact same time. Sometimes we can refer to that as homophony or homorhythm. Everyone just always together all the time, as if we're just doing a group reading, but with pitches. So in that sense, that style of choral music requires a lot more uniformity versus the stuff that we do more often in Schola Cantorum, especially that polyphonic style where every individual voice part, whether that's written for your usual SATB four-part choir or when it's written for double choir with eight parts, or even more sometimes. In polyphonic choral music, sometimes we still need the uniformity, but oftentimes it's this sort of continuous ebb and flow, give and take, where each singer would really have to manage smartly when is your line the most interesting above all, because we're all doing completely different things. And what really fascinated me and got me started to doing a lot more early music to begin with is this sense of being part of an ensemble, but not so much of a almost military sort of way of uniform, but we are still our individual selves, except we really need to understand, I guess this is true in music as in life, we have to understand our individual boundaries. We have to know when to give more and when to sort of share the spotlight with someone else and let other parts come through. And it's really in that weaving of a tapestry that I find this polyphonic style interesting and just absolutely exciting to be working on.